Oh, it is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shurtleff, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson. And at any moment now, Argentina, unless England does something in the next couple of seconds, will be moving on to the final after being down 1-0 at the 85th minute. I believe it was the 85th minute that they scored their first goal.
You were rooting for England momentarily. A 603 texter then put a $100 bet on Argentina. And they're ready to cash in right now, Rich.
Oh, no. I was not rooting for England the entire time. As a matter of fact, I said that there was that Argentina was not going to score, but I wasn't rooting for that. Okay. I hate England. I hate England because I like Scotland.
But you doubted Argentina.
I did. And that was just because somebody told, I don't know anything about soccer. As a matter of fact, somebody said, what a bunch of clowns. You know nothing about soccer. Yes.
That's true.
It's true. I played at UConn. Well, great, man. Awesome. You put your best strikers in this time of the game because you need a goal, idiot. Well, I mean, I was saying, we're talking about if you were down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you were up, you would take out your strikers and you would put in your best defensive players.
Right. Who's the idiot now?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, listen, he may be right. I don't know. But either way, England's about to get...
England on the ropes.
So, all right. 617-779-7937. The one thing I could say is that from my time with Ken here, mm-hmm. I have learned that this guy knows a lot about everything.
Yeah.
He does. Like, I mean, whether it be... Stiz, back me up on this.
Jack of all trades.
He is a jack of all trades.
I know a little bit about many subjects. I'm an expert in very few.
You're also somebody that if I mention something offhandedly, you'll come back like 2 days later and it's like, hey, you know that weird book that you mentioned? I read the entire thing.
Well, I do, yeah. I try to do my homework.
I mentioned like a weird-ass movie randomly. Because, you know, I sat up and watched Mandy last night with Nicolas Cage. I'm like, dude.
It was actually good. I give you credit.
I love it. But that's the one thing that is wild about you is that you consume all knowledge, all media. You are somebody who knows a lot about everything. So now it is time to see if people can kick your ass in all things trivia.
Oh, trivia.
Yes.
Right, yeah, boy.
This is simply going to be called Ken versus Everybody. So I will come up with a random topic. We will bring a caller here on the phone. Ken, I need you to leave the room. You cannot listen to this next break, okay, until we bring you in. So let's go to Roby on line one. Roby, how's it going? Roby? Oh, Stiz has got to do it because I told the guy who opens the phone to go. There you go. Roby, what's up, man? How's it going?
Hey, going pretty good. Pretty good.
All right.
I'll give it a whirl.
Roby, are you ready for some radio glory? If you can beat Ken, then you will win no prize. Just the fact to say that you are better than Ken Laird in something, which is really saying
what
a lot.
What a prize.
Which is all the prize
that's
you need,
good
Roby.
Enough for me.
All right.
Hey, so, if he doesn't win, can I take on Ken?
Well, it will have to be a different category because you're about to hear these questions.
Well, I know, but I just think I think Ken and I have random knowledge of random things on par together.
Sure, you know what? Tomorrow we will do that without a question. Oh, it's a final, by the way. Argentina 2-1. That was amazing.
Cry for me, Argentina.
Hell yes!
Great comeback.
Very nice. Good comeback. All right. So here's how it's going to work, Roby. I'm going to give you a category, and then you're going to answer as many questions as you can. You have 5 seconds to answer each one. If you can answer more than Ken, then you win. If not, then unfortunately, we'll have to say goodbye. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, your category today is athletes who do not look like athletes.
Okay.
Number one. Just last week, when he was waiting for the team plane to take off, this mustachioed Ron Swanson lookalike crushed 5 donuts just hours before game time. Who is it?
You got me on that one.
All right, number two.
Ron Swanson.
For years, you could find this man in an RV outside of the Hooters in Augusta, ripping darts, crushing brews, and crushing 390-yard drives in American flag pants.
That's John Daly.
That is correct. Number three, not only a figurative bust for the Red Sox, but a literal bust when his belt blasted itself. During an at-bat, his gigantic gut swung so violently that his belt buckle exploded mid-swing.
I'm going to have to go with... is this go way back?
Sorry, you only got 5 seconds, my friend. Number four, an athlete that don't look like athletes. This 3-time Stanley Cup champion and ex-Bruin is the greatest argument against fitness in professional sports. Despite looking like he was drafted out of a bowling league, this legend played over 1,000 games straight and celebrated one of his 3 Stanley Cup wins by eating hot dogs out of the cup?
Is that the Chief?
No, that is incorrect. And finally, number 5, the only quarterback in NFL history whose signature move was not caring. A quarterback born with an absolute cannon whose facial expression never seemed to change from that of a guy who got dragged to his wife's work party. He was given the nickname Smokin' after a meme got popular of him lazily smoking a post-game cigarette.
There's not. I've got to go Joe Namath.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is incorrect, sir. You ended up getting 1 out of 5. Did you just get 1? All right. 1 out of 5. Not a great not a great outing for Roby. All right. So Ken, see if you can beat 1 out of 5 here. And I'm going to give you the category, and then you have to answer these questions. You guys think that Ken can beat this Roby guy?
Oh my God, he's about to wipe the floor.
How many did you get, Stiz? How many did you get?
I got 3 out of 5.
All right. So the category today is,
it's one category for all 5.
One category for all 5. You got 5 seconds to answer each one. The category is athletes who don't look like athletes. Number 1. Just last week, when he was waiting for the team plane to take off, this mustachioed Ron Swanson lookalike crushed 5 donuts just before game time.
Peyton Tolley
is correct. Number 2, for years, you could find this man in an RV outside of the Hooters in Augusta, ripping darts, crushing brews, and crushing 390-yard drives in American flag pants.
John Daly?
That is correct. Number 3.
Orway.
Number 3, not only a figurative bust for the Red Sox, but a literal bust for his belt. When during an at-bat, Pablo Sandoval is correct. Number 4, this 3-time Stanley Cup champion and ex-Bruin is the greatest argument against fitness in professional sports. Despite looking like he was drafted out of a bowling league, this legend played over 1,000 games straight and celebrated one of his 3 Stanley Cup wins by eating hot dogs out of a cup.
Oh, Phil Kessel.
That is correct. And finally, number 5, for a perfect 5 in a row, the only quarterback in NFL history whose signature move was not caring, a quarterback born with an absolute cannon whose facial expression never seemed to change from that of a guy who got dragged to his wife's work party. He was given the name Smokin' after a meme got popular of him lazily smoking a post-game cigarette.
Uncle Rico?
That is incorrect. It is Jay Cutler. Oh, but Jay still, you, my friend, with
all right.
A strong
there we go.
4 out of 5.
All right.
Told you. Hey. Wipe the floor.
Well done. Well done. Let's go. Roby, I am so sorry, but unfortunately, Radio Glory is not yours. And Ken versus everybody, okay, he has won once again. Thank you, Roby,
so much
for joining us. We appreciate it. There you go.
So, I thought it was going to be tougher categories.
Oh, listen to you getting cocky.
I like that. Can we do that? Like, I hope that's not the only time we do that.
Sure.
That's great.
Give me some weird categories. I've got one for tomorrow. I got one for tomorrow.
We should put. Can you and I alternate? Can it be rich versus everybody? Why not? Why me?
I don't care. Sure, if you want to. But I can, I mean, I wrote those questions.
Yeah,
so
I'll pick your questions.
Okay, you want to write the questions?
Yes.
Okay, and it can be anything.
Yep.
All right.
Nothing too weird, because you'll excel in those categories.
Food that begin with Q.
sure, I'll take that.
It'd be like Weather Channel facts or something like. Something obvious that you're terrible at.
People are really pissed that he didn't get Pablo Sandoval. That to this day is like one of the greatest photos of all time. Do you remember when we brought in Pablo Sandoval? Not only was that obviously at bat where his belt just said please and just exploded.
Oh, well, but it's an iconic moment.
Well, do you remember how like they were already worried about how overweight he was? And then in the offseason, there was that picture of him with that gigantic sundae that was like, and he had the big, you never saw the guy smile except for when that massive sundae was in front of his face.
If you had a Mount Rushmore of moments of failure in Boston sports, obviously you'd have the Buckner play, but would you have Pablo's belt exploding as one of the 4 chiseled frames?
That would be one. I would say, and this is not fair because it was an injury, but you got to put Gordon Hayward up there. I mean, the very first game, you know,
that's
unfortunate. Okay, so if you were just talking about people who came here just completely sucked, Carl Crawford has got to be in the mix, right?
Yeah.
The whole Carl Crawford, Adrian Gonzalez era.
They got out of that somehow.
And then you could even put, like, you know, Bobby V.
No, Bobby V.
Bobby V is probably, is he at the top? Is he top tier?
Mm-hmm. Somehow the pizza and beer, like the clubhouse.
He's got to be top tier Boston sports failures, right?
Well, you went toe-to-toe with him. Very famously, which Bradford remembers.
He does. You
staring down the barrel of Bobby V in a press conference.
What was great about when I asked Bobby V just a simple question. It's like, what do you think you've done to deserve to remain the coach of the Boston Red Sox? And, oh, man, Gordon Eads wrote this article about, how dare you? You know, wagging his finger. And I was just like, They were mad that I spoke before, like, I guess the reporters that are like seniors are supposed to get seniority or whatever. It was really quiet. Like, Bobby V sat down and just looked at the, he looked at the reporters, and like 5 to 10 uncomfortable seconds went by, and I was like, hey, Bobby. I didn't realize that I had to like bow to the king reporters that were there, yeah. Like Gordon Eads.
You can't step in front of Pete Abe.
Yeah, I guess that was the case. You couldn't take on, you couldn't step in front of Pete Abe.
I worry about you about the current manager a little bit. Now, I know Chad Tracy's our guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like you are smitten very quickly here. He's won you over, and I don't think he's proven enough yet. I would not give him the full tag.
I think he's been very impressive. I think that, put it this way, let's say when they got rid of Alex Cora, they brought in a star. Give me a name, David Ross. Let's say they brought in someone like David Ross.
That was obvious, yeah.
If you were sitting here today and David Ross was the manager, you'd be giving him all the credit in the world. You'd be like, dude, look at how bad this team was, and now they went from being one of the worst teams in the league to being a half game out of the playoffs, and everyone's playing better, and like Durbin all of a sudden, my God, you would be fawning over David Ross.
That's probably true. I can't argue that.
And so I think that Chad Tracy, and even before they started winning, I was saying, you know, I don't really know how good he's doing, but the one thing I can say is that it's the manager's job to keep the clubhouse from turning on each other when things are going bad.
Yeah, but so far, I mean, they're now getting attention on them.
Yep.
Pressure's up a little bit.
Absolutely.
They have a lot of guys out, and they'll have people coming back, and I do wonder how he handles the reentry of Meyer and Anthony. Meyer first. Because he's going to have to now make tough decisions. Maybe not so much with Meyer, because I guess you're not going to keep Chang up. You're going to send him back and
sure.
Put Meyer back at short.
Yep.
But let's say Roman comes back, and that's a manager's job now to reintegrate him to the rest of the team that may be skeptical.
Well, yeah. I'm going to already give him more credit. I mean, I know it's going to make you vomit, but I give him credit for them sending him down to Florida and getting him away from the team. Well, this team's feeling good. It's like they're on a roll.
No, I agree, but I think that's more Breslow, who you won't give credit at all to.
No, Breslow stinks.
But Tracy might be good. I'm not saying he's not. I just want to see more. There's no rush.
Sure. Listen, I'm not declaring him the next great coach, or manager rather. But I think that if this team ends up making the playoffs, I think you got to hire him. They took him from the worst team, the worst team in the American League, mm-hmm. and he brought him to the playoffs? No one would have ever imagined that. I think their percentage of making the playoffs was like 8% when he took over the team. And with all these injuries, he was able to be able to pull together.
Let's see how the playoff series goes, because you're going to judge that much more with more weight than you would the regular season. So if he gets overwhelmed, if Aaron Boone schools him in a playoff series and you go down to the Yankees, you might then have second thoughts, like, oh man, we need a more seasoned guy who's been through the wars and can manage the team in the postseason.
I like what I've seen so far, and I don't know what the standard for you would be to hire him. Like, do you think they would have to win around?
There's an intangible there that I would let him go the whole rest of the year. Now, I think they should pay for his like housing.
Dude's living like a Ramada.
Is true, and they're like, you know, he doesn't know where to live. Then yeah. Obviously, there's a happy medium there.
Yeah,
but. This happened with Missoula. He was the interim guy. They took the tag off, and maybe it was too soon.
Yeah.
But then again, he's kicking ass in the dojo, so maybe not. And he's coach of the year.
So he said, my husband worked at JetBlue for several years, and the year Bobby Valentine was the manager of the Red Sox, one of the ushers opened up the door to the clubhouse and whacked Bobby Valentine right in the head. I always thought that was what messed up the season. Poor guy. No. I think we all kind of knew what a nerd he was before he took over. I think only the writers were smitten by him. Oh, my gosh, this guy likes us. He talks about the Pythagorean theorem and that he built a fence and he invented the rap. And then he didn't realize, look at the nerdy stuff he's doing in spring training. And I'll tell you what, Dustin Pedroia sniffed it out immediately. Like, what was it, a week into the season when he called him out? He goes, we don't do things like that around here.
Where is he now?
Oh, Bobby Valentine?
He's in
oh.
Japan? I think he went to manage Japan for a while.
I bought a cameo from him for my wife for Valentine's Day.
You did? Well, yep. What did he charge?
It was like $30.
And wow, pretty expensive.
And he did it while he was jogging in the woods. And he was like, I said, just talk to my wife about what love truly is. And it was horribly awkward. I thought it was going to be funnier than it was. God. It was just like horribly awkward. Jeez. Remember that cameo that he left his phone on by accident and his dog took a dump in the street and he just left it there? Yeah. They erased it. It's gone now from the internet. But there was someone who posted it and they'd record a cameo and he forgot to turn it off. and it was like 10 minutes long, and he talked to somebody, and his dog took a dump like on a street, and then he just left it, didn't pick it up.
Jeez.
So there you go. There's Bobby V. All right, 617-779-7937. There you go. You're 1-0.
All right,
I don't know, my friend.
I'm pumped.
Ken versus everybody.
Any competition like that, you fear embarrassment, so I met the bar. That's all you can
care
about.
You met the bar.
Of which, England did not. For them to go down like this, in this kind of painful fashion, will there be, like, riots in England? I don't know. How does the country react losing to Argentina like this, up 1-0 in the 80th minute? I mean, it's a Wednesday. It's a random Wednesday. I mean, maybe they won't be, like, that bad out, but I have no gauge of how this will affect that country.
The best I can compare it to about, like, how I would feel was when the Bruins went against the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup, and it was, like, bang, bang. Like, it was, like, a goal scored, and you're like, oh, God, good they're call. Going to Game 7. And then it was the next one, and it was over.
Yep.
And you were like, I can't believe that just happened. That's the only thing I can really... The closest thing I can
think of. A sudden turnaround, like a dramatic... like Toronto, like the Maple Leafs and Bergeron in the comeback game, down 3-0.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. But just like this, the stakes were as high. Like, this was for the Stanley Cup.
Whew.
And the fact that they lost, the Bruins lost it that way, that's what this feels like. Because in the 85th minute, Argentina had nothing. It was 1-0. And then they come back and score two. So good on them. At least I got a team I can root for. I don't know anything about Spain, so I'll root for Messi. Okay. One for the old farts. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll be right back. Oh, it is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Teddy J. Foster the People, good band. Good band.
One hit wonder?
That's a one hit wonder.
They're one hit. Chicks. They didn't have a lot of hits after this, but like their music after this is... Because I was never a big fan of this song, but like, and it's a good song. It's a good song, but I wasn't like a massive fan. But the stuff they made after that, dude, that is a good good band. Doing It for the Money is a great, great song, if you are listening to that kind of stuff. All right, it is Rich, Ken, and Ted, and you can call us at 617-779-7937, basking in the glow of this Argentina win. I don't know anything about Spain. There's no real star on that team that I can name.
They have a young kid, a 19-year-old, who's one of their stars.
Okay.
I found that out yesterday from Glenn, our video guy, is a huge soccer fan. His name is Lamine Yamal, I think.
All right, well, give me a reason to not root for Argentina, because I just think Messi's he's obviously... I like seeing... Yeah, you know, I like being able to say I lived during a time when we saw the greatest. You know, you could say that about Jordan, you could say that about Tiger Woods... you can say that about Brady. So it's like, you know, this. It's always cool when you can say I saw the greatest. Even like all the hardened soccer people who are like purists, they'll say that he's better than Pele.
Yeah, it's cool that he's in MLS too. Like, you know, he's bought into American soccer. It's probably good for the country.
Yep.
Now, these are two Spanish-speaking countries, I do believe. So I don't know if they have animosity. Like, does Spain and Argentina get along? Is there any hostility there? Or is that what's the final going to be like?
No, I don't know. I really have no idea. This is, once again, once every 4 years, I'm into soccer, and I'm an idiot about all of it, but I sure as hell have enjoyed it. And it's going to suck when it's gone.
That was entertaining.
Yeah, that was great. And the matches have been pretty exciting so far. Not a lot of dogs, to be quite honest. The beginning there were. In the group matches, I was kind of getting bored. But now, this stuff's been good now.
When's the final? Sunday? What time?
Sunday. I don't know.
3 o'clock?
I'm sure.
Check on this.
It would suck if it's late, because both of these places are going to be like, we're having to watch it at like 2 a.m. By the way, the drive home brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All show. You can leave us take grenades over there on the old Odyssey app. You press the microphone, leave us a message, and we play those later on. And right now is that time. Let's let them go.
Incoming!
Yes. The old take grenades, and they are brought to you by Milligan and Higgins. OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to MilliganandHiggins.com for a free consultation. All right, what do you say? Let's go. Pull.
Listen, in regards to Tom Brady and Deflategate, I lived 3 streets over from the guy that they were calling Dorito Dink in New Hampshire. His basement was full of Tom Brady memorabilia signed, footballs galore, everything you could imagine. He was getting paid not by cash, but autographed memorabilia. He had been doing it for years. When everything broke, his house went on the market, a brand new Mercedes was in his driveway, and he was gone. He was paid off by you know who.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I don't know who. What do you mean?
I think he's insinuating it was Brady.
They could put him in the owner, could have been the accommodation. I mean,
the one thing that he did say that I have heard before, and maybe it was even in that report, something that came out that wasn't the Wells report that basically did say that Brady would hook these guys up by giving them signed
merchandise. That was in some of the reporting.
Yeah. That makes sense. But the whole, I got a Mercedes in my driveway and now I'm gone, somebody had to have paid him off.
Yes. I mean, and hopefully paid him off well, to be honest. I mean, not that I'm, okay, these guys skirted the rules, whatever. I hope they have, you know, decent payoff given the amount of money the other people involved make, you know.
I'm telling
Brady
you.
Brady took care of him.
I think it was either Brady or the Crafts or one or the other or both. And I believe that they were able to get both of them for, I mean, relatively peanuts. They probably gave him like $300,000 each.
Maybe the New Englanders. Maybe they did it for the love of the game.
Oh, God. So like went up and moved away from friends and family. Yes, and signed an NDA so they can never talk about it again. Yeah, man, it's weird.
Where would you want to be sent if you had to, like, pick? Like, all right, I'm going to go away, but you have to send me X. Like, you want to go to the Caribbean, or do you want to go to...
No.
Baja, or where are we going here?
No, I wouldn't. I would say F you. Pay me more money. Like if you're going to pay... Like, okay, how much would they have to pay you?
$2 million.
$2 million
takes care of me the rest of my life. I could retire now. I'll invest, you know, half, live off half.
But I'm talking...
Have a nest egg.
But to never be able to come back here?
That's fine.
I don't know.
Go to.
I like Sullivan's Castle Island too much.
You can still come in
every weekend. They got good fries.
I mean, incognito.
By the way, people are saying that Spain and Argentina do not like each other.
Really?
Sweet.
What's the deal there?
I don't know, but I've been told that they do not get along.
Okay.
So there you go. So that should be very, very, very interesting. And that's going to be in the Meadowlands, right?
New York, yeah.
New York.
New Jersey.
All right, let's pull.
So the Odyssey app is being f***ing awesome tonight. Thought I was going berserk for a second. We got Short Sleeve over there with his, I don't know what the f*** he's talking about. Something with the 40-year-old version and, I want some French toast! The Odyssey app just kept playing that back over and over, just replaying the same 5 seconds. I was ready to lose my mind!
That was my Tara Reid impression. Ted was talking about, Ted's stories about Brady when he was with Tara Reid are fantastic.
I know you love those.
Oh,
I am stunned that Ted does not have a shred of sympathy for Gerard Mayo. I thought he would, like, fellow linebacker, like, done dirty. He just will not give him an inch. Like, don't feel bad for the guy. He should have stuck up for himself. He should have hired his own coaches. He has no out. Don't you feel a little bit bad for Mayo?
I mean, how much money did he walk away with?
I'm sure he got paid, but he has no chance of getting back in the NFL. His career there is done.
No, that's not true.
They never gave him a dollar to spend. He said he was going to burn cash, and then Kraft said, you're not burning a dollar.
Sure.
You have to keep all of Bill's coaches.
Yeah, well, he didn't earn that. Like I mean, that he's a first-time coach as far as head coach. I think that you have to earn that by having success. But I think that he was getting paid $4 million a year, and I believe he had at least... 2 more years left on his contract, so they're paying him $8 million not to work. I kind of understand what Ted's saying. I mean, Ted says it in a very harsh tone.
Very harsh.
And when
harsh.
Ted says it, it's like the Hulk saying
right.
it, so it's a little more angry than you would think it would yes. be. But no. But I actually understand where Ted's coming from. Dude, I'm not going to feel too bad about a guy who's making $8 million not to do anything.
But I understand where Ken comes from. I can see both sides of it, too. Like, he Thank did kind of get screwed by the
Crafts. He
was not set up for success.
That's true. Now, that is true. And Gerard's a good guy. He is a good guy. Gerard Mayo is a good dude from anyone who's ever met him before. Was he a good coach? Absolutely not. And I do also, both things can be true. Not a good coach, also not set up to succeed.
Correct. Okay. Fair. Right. That's a fair. Yeah, look, Ted is just like, he will not engage in that conversation.
That is pretty funny. All right, let's pull. Let's go next one.
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. And this is the best sports show that you guys put on every day. You keep my whole shop entertained. You just keep everybody thinking and talking about what we should talk about. Ted Johnson, thank you so much for everything you've done for this region. Everything that you're doing for us right now, don't stop. I'm glad that you chose this profession after your football career. Thank you.
Oh, sir.
Nice call.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
A rare fan of the show. What do you think about getting out in front of the fans a little bit in the fall? I would like a Fall Football Friday series where we get out, take Ted out with us, because Ted is, I don't know if he wants to sign autographs. That's, we'll have to negotiate that with Ted.
Sure.
But like just out in the metro somewhere.
Dude,
go to a bar on a Friday.
It's my favorite thing to do.
I would love to do that.
It's literally my favorite thing to do. As a matter of fact, we used to, I mean, it's kind of kind of how I was brought up. I mean, it's like, I used to go get drunk with the listeners and hang out all night with them. I mean, there's pictures of me being carried out of places by listeners. Yeah.
That's true. Very dangerous to take Jackson out on a Friday because he'll be ready to go.
Well, I just want to sit next to Jackson as he's busting through his 8 dating apps and seeing who ends up showing up, you know, within minutes. Because that's what, I mean, it's like, who's on our block, man? Who's on our block?
He's got that weird geo-fenced in the region he's in.
God,
it's a wonderful time to be alive, fellas.
Yes, it is. You've got that one that's like the kink one, too, right?
KinkyKevin.com.
Yes, I do. Not Kinky Kevin, though. It's Kinky Kendra, maybe.
Okay. I have a challenge. Maybe we'll do this tomorrow. I want to find out how fast you can get a furry to the station.
No.
I'm not.
That got Spaz fired. He brought in strippers somebody's birthday.
Furry is just a person dressed as a gerbil who wants to dry hump.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not.
I did see a guy dressed like a turtle yesterday. I have pictures to prove it.
Oh, like on your app?
Yeah. No. Just on the street getting gas.
Just a turtle.
Yeah.
All right. Sure.
Getting in a car is kind of funny.
You know, if you get your freak on the way you want to. All right, let's go to the next one, buddy. Let's go.
Jackson's British accent can't be any worse than his stand-up comedy routine.
Sorry. That was Dale Ordway, not Jackson.
Okay. Was he getting whipped in that clip?
It sounded like Dale Ordway making fun of me.
Dale, by the way, is on Cameo. I believe we could get him to contribute to the Dale Ordway experience if you paid him enough cash. I think
Dale Ordway is? Like our own Dale Ordway right
Dale
here?
Arnold. Dale Arnold.
Oh, okay. You know what? Dale Arnold's all right. I like Dale Arnold.
I like Dale.
Dale here.
We got along?
Dale was very, very mean to Wallach for years.
He was?
Yeah, and that's according to Wallach, at least.
Well,
and
Wallach sucks, though.
Wow. Wallach's a good dude. Yeah, I like Wallach a lot. He's a great guy, actually. But I do know that when Dale Arnold ended up retiring, I got him on the show just to kind of say, hey, man, you know, you've had a great career.
That's nice.
And the first thing he did was apologize to Wallach for being mean to him all those years.
Wow.
And I'm like, you're all right with me, my man. You're okay.
That?
Like, that's cool.
You
okay?
Bonding with old EEI? That doesn't happen very often.
Oh, sure. And by the way, I hated that show. Oh, actually, no, I didn't, because I loved Michael Holly. Like, Michael Holly's... That was the thing, is that when I hated everything at WEEI except Michael Holly. And it was like anyone I spoke with about EEI at the time was like, dude, we hate EEI, except Michael Holly. Like, Michael Holly's just like the most likable dude ever, so.
When I worked with you guys at the other place,
yeah.
Wallach was the ultimate diva.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa, what an accusation.
Yeah. See, I can't see that
treated
at
Jackson
all.
Poorly?
Like, what did he, well, I don't know, almost don't want you to tell tales out of school, but.
It's not nothing bad.
Was he mean to you?
Not mean, just frustrated by some things that went wrong at one point, but it was not. But he was the only one, isn't like
frustrated with you, Jackson? Come on, I don't believe it.
You know what? Here, but okay, I'm gonna.
It was something I couldn't control. Okay,
I hate to stick up for Wallach, and I don't know what he did with you, but I will say that he came into a situation that, to be quite honest, for anyone would be terrifying. Like he left what was a juggernaut, to come work with a bunch of shock jocks, and like, you know, put his job on the line, and you know, all of a sudden. You know, he jumped into people who already had this way of speaking to each other. They knew everything about each other. And he's just sitting there trying to fit in. And the dude did a great job. So, you know, I can see how, like, you know, at the beginning, it could be really weird and awkward. And you got Gary Tanguay swearing at the time on the air. And so, I mean, I can see it would be a really weird spot. But I give him all the credit in the world. I do love John Wallach. But if he was a dick to you, then he was a dick. Now I'm on your side.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know.
Okay.
I mean,
oh, sorry.
Know, some people have bad days.
Okay, absolutely. All right, we got a break. We'll be right back. What is this one hit wonder? Is this Hinder?
No.
Come on, can you hear my voice?
Lips of an angel. Oh,
this sounds so sweet. He sounds like he's taking a dump in that song.
And yeah, this is Corrosion of Conformity. I forgot about the whole one-hit wonder theme, and Stiz went to the bathroom,
Jackson,
and told me to pick a song.
No-hit wonders.
I will never shy away from playing some COC on the show.
If we were going to play one hit from them, it would be Albatross, right?
Of course.
Or Clean My Wounds.
I think Albatross was their big one, yeah. Right? Which is a good song.
That's very what I was thinking, Stiz.
you would like
I love
them.
Albatross.
You would enjoy them. They're very Sabbath-like. You would actually you would like that band, absolutely. All right, 617-779-7937. We are... here, right here in the Ketchus Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win. And Ken, what were you just saying to me?
One nit to pick with Chad Finn of the Globe, who wrote a column on biggest disappointments in the first half for the Red Sox. He put Roman Anthony as the first runner-up and Marcelo Meyer as the biggest disappointment of the year, which I find to be, incorrect, just factually incorrect. I mean, Roman was the story. The story coming into the year. Yep. The star. He basically hasn't played. I mean, it's been a total disaster. How Meyer could be a bigger disappointment than Roman Anthony? Does anybody agree with this? So he writes, I don't know if the infielder needs a humbling or a wake-up call or what, but there is a casualness to his play that doesn't look right when he's struggling. The jolt Anthony Seigler has given this team in Meyer's absence had best be noticed. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess if he's spinning it like, if you're looking to the future of the franchise, I believe in Roman more than Meyer, sure. But bigger disappointment?
I'm not walking around Lansdowne and seeing people in Marcelo Meyer jerseys. What I am seeing is a ton of people wearing Roman Anthony jerseys who have not been able to watch him this season. That's by far a bigger disappointment. As a matter of fact, I would put Marcelo Meyer behind Brian Baio as being one of the biggest disappointments of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I know that obviously they're trying to get him back to be, you know, what they want him to be, but I who would have thought that we would have a guy who's showed such promise have this weird tick that he can't pitch in the first inning? Without a question,
they spent a lot of money on him.
Yeah.
And Anthony. Meyer has not signed the deal.
Where's Garrett Crochet? How can he put Meyer ahead of Garrett Crochet? Like, there's a lot of, like, no, what are we doing
here?
Yeah,
actually, Baio is the second runner-up, and then Trevor Story is the third runner-up, and then Carlos Narvaez as the fourth runner-up.
Did he forget Garrett Crochet's on this team?
Crochet was not on the list. But
So Garrett Crochet is not a disappointment?
Not disappointing. There's five better candidates.
All right.
He was almost the Cy Young winner. Yeah. He hasn't played, but he is throwing the plyo ball.
Oh, yeah.
Roman's doing dry swings.
The greatest thing is when they're in plyo ball. I had to look at you guys. Like, you don't know what that is either, do you? I'm not the only one. I'm not an idiot. I'm plyo ball. And then I Googled it. I'm like, okay, good. Nobody knows what this is. The dry swings is the best. Dry swings is just like miming. Like, you're miming that you're swinging. And that they actually broke
like
that
my
news.
High school dating series.
What? Dry swings?
I get it.
Bad attempt.
I almost made that same joke yesterday, Ken. So
now, another thing I would like to mention. John Corrales wrote a story, our buddy who writes on the Celtics. And the headline is, I haven't read the whole article, idiot. NBA commissioner says the system ripping the Boston Celtics apart is, quote, working very well. So what I'm afraid of here is that the Green Teamers, the Celtics fans, are going to blame this two-year lull on the system. And they're going to say at some point in history, we're going to look back and say, we got screwed because the CBA changed at the perfect time, in this case, the perfect wrong time, mm-hmm. that we had to break up the Jays. There was nothing Brad Stevens could do about it. And there was nothing Celtics ownership could do about it. It was just a simple fact that right in Tatum's prime, these apron rules came in. Because you're seeing a lot of stuff about this. Now the baseball labor dispute's coming up and people are lumping these two things together. But I don't want this to become the narrative that is the truth that people live by. Because you're totally right, Rich. One thing you've nailed 100%, they did not have to trade Jaylen Brown.
No.
They should have waited at a minimum until the trade deadline and tried to get these two to coexist. You don't just panic and trade Jaylen Brown to the Sixers mm-hmm. for Paul George.
And I'll tell you, as much as I hate what the Celtics did this offseason, I got to admit, the new system's great. I am, for one, love the fact that you have had eight different champions over 8 years. Like, the fact that...
And that's what baseball wants. Baseball wants to be the NBA.
Great. Awesome. The fact that the league has to constantly evolve and that you can't have these dynasties will make it even more impressive if you are able to get a team that wins two or maybe even three. Because to be quite honest, having a team like Golden State and having a team like the Miami Heat used to be... is just I'm over that era of basketball.
Well, that's fine, and I kind of agree, but you have to admit, private equity is winning. If this is the way it goes, owners are making more. That's the reason they're doing this. So, yes, the fans might be for it, and I kind of am, but it does feel a little bit shameful. I mean, I guess it's America, and this is the way it goes. But
the amount of money that they're spending is the same. It's just they have to have, there's different shelves and everything, and then there's like, you can't spend it, you can't spread it about on as many players anymore. Basically, you can have two big name guys, right?
Well, not anymore. You got to have one.
Well, you can have two, but you're going to have to get creative. Yes, if they take less. And I actually think that that is a really cool thing that Brunson has started. I like the fact that, and it's not good for the players, but I love Like when Tom Brady took less in order to win a championship and get good players around him, dude, that is the stuff legends are made of. And when
Brady was praised for that, and rightly so.
He was.
If he truly took less, which he probably got money somewhere else.
Without a question.
Like the deflator.
When the Sox come out of the All-Star break, what are you going to say then? Oh, huh? What if this guy? Sometimes we get texts from people who I just honestly think of, you know, hit their heads against the sidewalk. I don't know what that is.
Well, he's saying they're going to collapse, and then what are we going to say then? I think.
What are we going to say then? We're going to say, well, it didn't work?
I don't think anybody's crowning
Are we spiking the football?
Nobody's crowning the Sox
now. No.
We're just saying you said they've earned your attention. Yep. That's a fair way to put it.
That is the statement I have made after they beat the White Sox, if they swept them, is like, now they deserve your attention. They've earned it. They've earned for you to pay attention. And I also believe that if they continue to play the way that they've been playing, or even close to the way they've been playing, because there's no way you can keep up this pace, but close to it, and you make a move for a big bat, if Breslow doesn't puss out and actually in no half measures like he has in these, or, you know, that the Red Sox have in years past the trade deadline, and you get a legitimate bat, and maybe, just maybe, one or two of these guys like Trevor Story ends up getting back, and maybe even Roman Anthony, God forbid, he's not gone for the whole season, then you got as good a shot as anybody in the American League. The American League stinks.
Not really. I would say, even if you're fully healthy, if the Yankees have Judge and Stanton and they're healthy, they're a better roster on paper just because their offense is much better.
They are. But you got a puncher's chance.
But you got a chance.
Right. Like, it's not an embarrassment. It's not a definite.
Yeah.
And we also don't know what Judge is going to be. We have no idea. So, I mean, yeah, the American League is really awful. And so if they go to this trade deadline and Breslow doesn't do anything, what a massive wasted chance that you had.
Correct.
And that Jen McCaffrey article in the Globe, or I'm sorry, rather in the New York Times, I thought was fantastic. There's other scouts and other people from around the league saying, dude, if you're the Red Sox and you don't go all in, that's malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do this. I like the fact that he's feeling a little desperate. Hopefully he does something kind of stupid in his mind. Like, this good job.
Breslow just has an off day. He's just hammered. And just
right. He's hammered. He's reading the comments. Don't read the comments, Breslow. No. Now you should read the comments and make you do something really stupid and make a trade that gets somebody big here. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll sweep the leg next. All right. We're back in the wedding songs. Oh, look at Aunt Edna. She's shaking her tail feather. Oh, yeah. You know what? I said that you're at a bad wedding when you hear, tonight's gonna be a good night. But all weddings play that. I've just learned that that's like, it's almost like you
can't help it.
You can't pass wedding DJ school unless that's a requirement.
Electric Slide's coming out.
Oh.
Macarena.
No, Electric Slide's awful. You know what? But in my opinion, though, the one song that is played at weddings that is the worst is the, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Are you really single? You're a single lady. Single ladies, single
Beyonce?
Lady.
That's not bad.
Oh, that song's awful.
It's not nearly as bad as the Electric Slide. I mean,
well, Electric Slide, it's a good time to just, like, you know,
go and smoke.
Do shots with your friends or something like that, you know, and let Aunt Edna and her friends dance.
Smoke, you know what was another funny one that got busted out at the three weddings I was at? It was just
three
so
weddings.
Oh,
Jesus.
My God. My brother, my sister. Congratulations to all. But
wow.
expensive 6 months. But the real Slim Shady. And that one was so funny.
Really?
Watching, yeah, all my people dance and sing to that.
Oh, how do you feel about Eminem? Because you're like, when you're like a seasoned rap guy, do you like rebel against Eminem or do you actually like
him? No, he's the GOAT, man.
Oh, he is? Oh, okay.
Good. I don't know many people. Listen, Stiz, you, as I said, you have professionally rapped and you obviously had a career. But just from the people I've talked to, like, nobody doesn't like Eminem, right? Like, I mean, as far as like,
I feel like it's like, oh, well, of course you would say that, you know. It's too obvious or something. You can't say Eminem. I don't know.
Lately, he's kind of become, it's kind of become like a cool thing to hate on him. Some of his songs don't hold up. They're, you know, they're comical. They're
sure.
They're, you know, it's not 2008.
Sure.
You know, but putting words together, rhyming, there's no one better.
Yeah. He had that great tweet where it's like, who said that nothing rhymes with orange? And he just, it's like 48 different things that he has that rhyme with orange. It's pretty good. All right. Cal on line one. Cal, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
Hey, Cal. Hello, Cal.
Cal. Oh, no, Cal. Damn it, Cal. Where have you
gone? His subject line was, it's not about Breslow, it's John Henry. So,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
but listen, according to when Buster Olney was on our show, they said ownership was the one that was making calls. Now, John Henry, I don't know, but it could be Theo Epstein, but Theo Epstein's not making any calls without the thumbs up from John Henry. So I believe that they are going to do something, that they are absolutely going to do something. Is Cal back or is it okay? Cal, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, so Breslow is just a puppet for John Henry. John Henry's he's got the bank book. He's the guy that writes the checks. He's the root of all evil. And I'll tell you right now, another the most important thing is, you know, I look at these soft players, and I'll call them soft to their face. How do you like that? Anthony and Maya and Crochet and, you know, Story and all these guys. Story's played maybe one good year. The contract that he signed, are you kidding me?
Yeah, last year was his only good year.
So, you know, you look at the guys that Breslow brought in, and I'm going to defend Breslow a little bit here. He brought in Sonny Gray, who should have been in the All-Star game. I was ripped about that.
No question.
And then that was travesty. So you had Chapman, Sonny Gray, you have Contreras, you have I'm glad they get rid of Bregman. I think Bregman's another injury-prone guy.
Well, Cal, real quick, before you continue, I do want to know, which player would you not say to their face that they stink? Is there one that's like really intimidating that you wouldn't say that to?
I don't think there's a person in the world that I'm intimidated by, to be quite frank with you.
Ooh, I like that, Cal.
What about Mazzulla? You seen that Mazzulla workout?
Yeah, Joe Mazzulla's all jacked now.
Joe Mazzulla, punching bags and stuff like that, they don't punch back. So just remember that.
That's good. Hey, Cal, you're a great caller, and thank you for calling. And call back anytime, but I got to get to Michael on line two because my man is a fan. He's a Scottish fan, and he is psyched. What's going on, Michael?
Gentlemen, sorry it took me so long to call back after the last time, but let's go. We can all celebrate now. The evil empire is down and out. Like, let's go. Thank you, Argentina. Like, the whole rest of the football world is celebrating.
Yep. Now, Michael, I want you to know, and everyone here can vouch for this, and anyone who's been listening, is that I have been rooting against England because of guys like you, because the Scottish have been so great in this town. It's like an enemy of my friend is my enemy as well. So congratulations, Michael. That's got to feel great to be to see them in such dramatic fashion get bounced today.
Oh, it was brilliant. And listen, and again, I'm going to completely, you know, make this point. It's over. Like, the rivalry for now is over until the next time we play. English people are brilliant. The England football team is not. All right. I don't want anyone to go on, you know, some kind of anti-England spree. We don't hate. Like, I think England individual players are brilliant. Some of them play for Liverpool from now and then. I like them as players. I can tell. I got nervous because I thought, oh my God, they're going to do it. My worst nightmare is going to come true, and England's going to win the World Cup. You know, 60 years later on America's 250th anniversary, it's all just going to be one nasty nightmare. So, but it's not an anti-England thing. It's just anti-England football. We can all be happy now. We did it, all right? Scotland contributed to this because we all prayed and drank plenty of booze and iron brew. And we welled Argentina to victory. Like, you know, the whole of Scotland, like, there was like an eruption or something. It probably went on the Richter scale or something like that. So we can all be pals again. We can all be mates. All my English friends and stuff, like, we're all buddies again. Let's just watch a good final, but like, thank you, Lord. Like, it's like, this is like what it's like for like
it
when
sounds,
LeBron
it sounds anti-English.
Well.
It doesn't sound right. Just anti-English football.
No, this is great, Michael. And as I said, I could just tell that, you know, everyone in Scotland were the biggest Argentina fans today. And I'm so glad you called because you just confirmed it for me.
Oh, listen, you ever see that meme where you see the guy on the podiums and stuff celebrating, drinking the champagne and stuff, like biting his medal, and he's in last place because the guy that he hates finished second? Yeah. That's all of Scotland right now. Like, England is going to finish three or four. Like, they're probably not even going to like care about the third place game. But all of Scotland right now is like out celebrating and it's living it up, and it's just brilliant. But listen, again, it's not anti-England. It's just anti-England football. All right, that's as far as the rivalry goes for most sane people. There's no real animosity there. I love English people. You know, they're brilliant folks. Just, I'm so glad that team lost. Like, I couldn't have stood it. It'd been like the Dallas Cowboys talking about, we're still always going to win. No, you're not. You're not going to win for at least another 4 years. Get up, your boys.
Oh, I love it, Michael. All awesome. Right. Thanks for calling. The Scottish are the best. They're the absolute best. Good stuff.
I couldn't tell what he was saying there toward the end.
I heard a lot of but it doesn't matter. He was excited. And yeah, hell yeah. It said, down with England. Love it.
Couple headline suggestions here. Don't cry for me, England. Can't believe it. No cup of tea today. Mm. Kicking the crown jewels. What are we going with here tomorrow? By the way, England has to play France in the bronze medal game.
Oh, I didn't know they had a bronze medal game.
How embarrassing is that? Yeah, they do.
It's the Loser Bowl.
Oh,
I'm not a big fan of that. All right. Christian Arcand, what's happening?
Hello there. I did a little too much, too nice with the English. I thought the whole reason we like the Scots so much is because we all hate England. I thought that's why they got along with Boston so well. We don't like England. The whole point of Boston is we don't like England.
I think they hate them, but they have to be quiet about it.
Yeah, they got
to
be quiet.
I guess so. We got Cotillo, 7:30 tonight, talking a lot of Red Sox tonight.
Nice. Awesome. I'm off to, and I think Stiz is going too. We are seeing paranormal activity on stage. Which is supposed to be, it's supposed to be badass, to be honest, like special effects and everything. So it's like one of the theaters downtown, they're doing a Paranormal Activity play.
That might be more embarrassing than the bronze medal game, but that's fine. You guys enjoy?
Dude, it's going to rule.
Okay.
Lightning, spooky ghosts, and theater. Ta-da. Ta-da. Oh, man. All right. Well, everybody.
Paranormal.
Thank you for listening to our spooky paranormal shout. Everybody have yourself a fantastic evening. Christian Arcand is here to take you through the evening. Blow your minds, baby. We love you. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.